Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Charles Gasparino, the author of the new book, Go Woke, Go Broke, which is the story of what Charlie correctly presents as the radicalization of the CEOs of America, the S&P 500, and all the wannabes. Here, I suggest that perhaps this started in the Human Resources Department and worked its way through the corporation before the CEOs embraced it. Charlie says no, the other way around, and then he describes Davos as groupthink and explains how it is that once the CEOs decided that ESG and DEI and the other acronyms associated with woke capitalism were appropriate for their operation, everybody followed everybody else. Here's Charlie Gasparino. Go Woke, Go Broke is the new book, and this is what happens at Davos with all the CEOs, the most powerful men and women in the world, taking notes on how to play the ESG game along with others. More of this tonight.
Great question. I don't think so. I think it was embraced at the top, and I think it got infused into the corporate ecosystem at places like Davos, and the UN began with it, with ESG, environmental, social, governance, investing, DEI, and, you know, in these sort of, you know, it's interesting. You know, CEOs are very, very, very much into groupthink. I mean, all these guys, they all go to Davos. I mean, I've been to Davos. I mean, it literally is groupthink, progressive groupthink on steroids. And, you know, they take notes and, you know, they do what this guy does, and they and their clients breathe the same air as they do. And it becomes a sort of, you know, it becomes this whole sort of, you know, you're all eating off the same plate, so you're all catching the same virus, so to speak, if someone is sick. And, you know, and I think that's kind of like where this thing started to populate. It started to populate in classrooms like Jeff Sonnenfeld's at Yale. Jeff runs a very big thing. I hear him in the book. It's called the Yale CEO Summit. Some of the same precepts are expounded at that. And, you know, it becomes an ecosystem and a feedback, you know, this sort of feedback loop where it just keeps going around and around.